Joining us, Pat Sullivan here on our local news today, District Administrator for the Medford Area Public School District. Pat, school board meeting was held. Can you give us the details?
Yeah. Well, we started out by recognizing Bill Dallas. Bill is a high school social studies teacher, and he has been in the school district or teaching public, teaching high school for 38 years. And Bill is our Taylor County Educator of the Month, well-deserved, has taught a number of classes in that subject area. And again, just the impact he's had through coaching and teaching and all his, you know, involvement with kids in this community over all those years is very much appreciated. And again, we honored Bill last night. Then we got into a discussion on the current COVID quarantine protocols. And in the end, what the school board passed last night is that students and or staff, students and staff that are considered close contacts, that are on quarantine, will be able to come to school and come to work. But during their quarantine time, they will have to wear a mask. So what that generally means is 10 days. A student, a person on quarantine has to wear a mask for 10 days, and then if they are symptom-free after that 10th day, then they no longer have to wear a mask. So the board did approve that last night. Now, we have a board meeting coming up on December 20th, and we will be likely talking about this a little bit more, because the other part to the COVID protocols is that we are looking into having testing available in every building, and this would be optional. Okay, so right now it's an optional opportunity coming to each building where students and or staff and family members of both the students and staff members would be able to get tested, both the rapid test, which gives you a result in 15 minutes, and then the other test that you do have to, that, you know, we would mail in and you wouldn't get the results for 2 to 3 days. And so we are working with a company to staff every building half an hour before school starts till a half an hour after school every day till for the rest of the school year, and offer optional testing for students. And right now, if you are on quarantine and you get tested on day 6 or day 7, and if it is negative, then you no longer would have to wear a mask. So it would give you an opportunity to, I guess, get out of the mask a little sooner. So more to come on that. We had the board approve a resolution asking the DPI to waive the instructional hours minimum requirements for the 2021-22 school year. So in the event that we have to call school off because there's so many cases or there's too many staff members gone, again, due to COVID, we would, if we get this waiver from the DPI, they would allow us not to have to make up those minutes lost for that purpose. So it's in our back pocket if we need it. And again, it was approved by the board, but it still has to be approved by the Department of Public Instruction. The board also last night approved a transportation contract with Krug's. That's our local bus contractor. It is a one-year contract. Normally we do 3-year contracts, but this time we are just doing a 1-year contract. It was approved last night.
Medford Area Schools District Administrator Pat Sullivan here today with some of the results from the November Medford School Board meeting.